there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host in the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. And when I say live, I mean we are live. We are coming from the streets of Shoreditch. I'm having a little walk around. It's a beautiful day here in the city of London. The sun is shining and it's the 6th of June, which means it's event day, which we're really, really excited about. All of our speakers are arriving from different parts of the world, Europe, America, Singapore. They're all arriving into London today, so that's great. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone, and also really looking forward to seeing everyone who will be attending. It'll be great to meet everyone for a drink, to discuss what's going on in the crypto space, and discuss what everyone else is currently up to. It's always great to learn what other people are doing in the space. So we're really, really excited for that. So let's talk about the market, what's been going on. I'm proud to talk about the market cap. I'm really excited. I mean, we've seen great growth in the last couple of days. It's currently $344 billion. Bitcoin's currently trading at $7,623, up 2.5%. Ethereum's currently trading at $606. And may I say that on Telegram, and if you haven't already, join that SVK space crowd. We publicly came out and stated that we've just added to our Ethereum position at the level of 545. You can back check that on Telegram. So we're really happy where Ethereum's going. We've been discussing Ethereum for a little while now. We believe it, you know, it's definitely going to be, because of the network effect it has, because of the users it has, because of how they're building, and if they can scale, I mean, these guys are really going to hit the ball out the park, especially for the future and the future growth. EOS is currently trading at $14.06, up 4% the last 24 hours. That's also super, super exciting. And the reason why is because this is a third generation blockchain. We're going to be seeing big things from EOS. We have a position, full disclosure, but we're really, really happy of everything that's going on. And we're really excited to be working with Block One and the EOS dev team and the tech team over there. So let's make it happen. Let's do this. NEO is currently trading at $54. That's up 4% the last 24 hours as well. NEO doing lots and lots of cool things in Europe. They're breaking into the European market. They're trying to onboard lots of customers. They're trying to get their brand over here. They're opening up their London office. Shane Kehoe, the co-founder of SVK Crypto, and myself were at their events a couple of weeks back in the city of London. So they're doing big things, and it's great to see Asian crypto companies seeing the value of London and the value of Europe and breaking into this market, because I think it shows how they're looking to scale this. They're thinking big, and that's always great. And we love to, we love people thinking big, and we love people acting and executing in big ways. So let's do this. And big shout out to the Hobby guys. Always have an issue pronouncing their name. What I'm going to do with today's show is I'm going to bring it live from the event itself. So let's jump to that. Okay, so we're live at the event. I've just bumped into Amanda from Ernst & Young. So Amanda, how has your evening been thus far, and what are your thoughts on the event thus far?
It's been really great. I found the panel discussion really interesting, particularly the regulation stuff, because obviously that's my thing. Really good to meet a lot of people from SBK Crypto and the community in general, because haven't been to one of your events before. So yeah, it's been really good.
And what do you do at Ernst & Young, Amanda? Because I know in London, Ernst & Young are kind of a top dog in their space. But would you be so kind to explain to the listeners out there what you do in particular?
So I'm an accountant. I work in audit, and I audit large financial institutions in my normal day job. But I also have got into the blockchain space in the past kind of 18 months. So I work a lot providing accounting advice to ICO issuing companies, companies working in crypto, and anyone dealing with crypto assets, basically.
That's great. It's great for London as well as a space. So how have you found the uptick of interest in the last year or so? Have you seen a serious spike? Has it been in correlation with the crypto market cap? Or has it been more kind of people more interested and they want to know? Or is it more people want to get in now? So how have you found kind of the interest within that?
I think like different levels of interest from different sides, but in general, a kind of gradual uptick of interest. So on the accountant side, everyone wants to know about crypto after it hits the mainstream news and it's been in the headlines. So kind of correlated to the price, like you say. But then also on the crypto side, maybe as the market matures a bit more and it's not like 2017 ICO madness, then people are starting to worry about their accounting, and suddenly I'm meeting people in events who are like, oh, hang on, can you help with that? So, yeah.
Great. And Amanda runs her own events in the City of London. I went to one the other day at the CASS Business School. It was great meeting you there. So have a fantastic evening. And I look forward to speaking to you soon, Amanda.
Cool. Thank you.
I've just bumped into Chris from Effect.ai, all the way from Amsterdam. Chris, man, what's happening? And what's happening with yourself in London?
Hey, man. Our crypto advisor, she's a big influencer in the scene. She deals with AI, cryptocurrency. She has her own projects going on. She's connected to the UN, connected to governments all over the world. So we were doing a strategic meeting with her, and it just so happened that SVK Crypto was doing a meetup. Woo! So, of course, we had to be in town. The stars aligned. So extremely honored to be here as well. So, yeah, that's kind of what's happening here in London.
So, Chris, you're from Effect.ai. You're the main guy behind it, along with your team. You've had a very successful ICO. You've had many stories out in the press. You guys have been causing waves within the space itself. Why? I know you guys are in London for a few meetings and stuff, but how have you found the overall space in London? How have you found the community here?
Yeah, listen, this is an example tonight of what London has to offer. It's exciting. It's brilliant, and it's neat to be a part of. In Amsterdam, I was at a couple meetups last week. So Wednesday, I was at one meetup with about 30, 40 people. Thursday, I had another one, 30, 40 people. And none of the same people were at this event, but I knew all of them. I said, listen, we have to come together. Amsterdam might have a chance to be able to bring this together and compete with London, but not if we're segregated. So it's really nice to see that we come in here. People know who we are. You all know who each other are. It's an incredible, incredible scene here in London, man. I love it. I love it, yeah.
You love it, man. I love you guys being. How long are you guys in town for?
Listen, man, we leave tomorrow morning. Listen, man, we only got here last night. It's in and out of places, man. You know, divide and conquer. That's the deal, man. We're here to conquer London and then get out to the next place.
I'm not sure, man. You know, on our Telegram, which is a SVK space crowd, these guys are in Chinatown hanging out, man.
Yeah.
You need to be hanging out in the city with us, man. That's where it's going down.
Totally cool. I'm excited to come back here and meet with you guys and do some talking and some business.
Dude.
There's a lot of stuff that we need to talk to SVK Crypto about, but not only that, we need to talk to the community here and get into the scene. So we've been well received here tonight. Many people coming up to me and my team talking to us. But we need to keep on collaborating and getting together, man.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Chris, with your community in Amsterdam, being in London, you know, what's next for Effect.ai? You know, what are you excited about, man? What keeps you up every morning? What gets you jacked up, man?
You want to know the competitive nature of blockchain technology and taking out third parties, intermediaries. Fuck those guys. Fuck Amazon.
Yeah.
Fuck these big players. So with our platform, our initial first phase is called Effect Force. So it's a micro-task market on demand, a global workforce of human intelligent people that are doing AI-related tasks on the blockchain. Yeah, Amazon has this market covered in the centralized world. They charge AI developers 40%. We charge 0%. We'll always be 0%. We will decentralize this marketplace, and we will take out Amazon. That excites me right now. The social impact of blockchain technology and how we can go into any country in the world without borders and create a workforce that can make a living on the internet with instant payment once they do business. So the social impact of this stuff as well. So that's what wakes me up. Fuck Amazon. I'm coming for Jeff Bezos and all his little minions. Yeah, that's what the game's about. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Say it again, man.
Yeah.
Say it again.
That's it. Jeff Bezos, watch out. We coming.
Effect.ai coming into town, man. They're after you. Live from the event, man. We're just closing down. Let's do this.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for your time.
I've just bumped into the man himself, the man who does all the eToro adverts. You've probably seen him on YouTube. Sir, please introduce yourself.
My name is Matthew Newton, Senior Account Manager and Analyst at eToro.
Say it again, man.
My name is Matthew Newton. I'm a Senior Account Manager at eToro and Analyst.
Great. And what do you do? How do I know you, Matt? You got to tell the listeners out there.
Yeah. Well, a short while ago, I was asked, Matt, do you want to do a video that's going to appear on YouTube? I said yes. Didn't quite know what I was getting myself into. And then I was just harassing everybody trying to find out what the next big ICO was going to be.
I love that.
You had to get past me to get onto that video that I was going to teach you about the next get rich scheme.
love that, dude. How have you found the event tonight, man?
Yeah, it was really good. Actually, I hadn't been down to... It's probably my first one this year. I've been to loads last year.
Not your last.
No, not the last. But there was actually some good content tonight. It wasn't just, you know, people, you know, thinking what they had about the, you know, what they thought about the space. It was people who were really deeply involved in it. So, yeah, I learned a lot tonight.
Thanks for coming down, yeah? Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Boom.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for coming down, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Sound. Nice one.
I've just bumped into Shane. Shane was the moderator on the panel. Shane Kehoe's the name and Crypto's the game, yeah? So, Shane, how was it?
Hey, Charles, thanks very much. You have grabbed me just as I was trying to either go to the bathroom or to go to the bar. That was really fun. That was an amazing evening. To set the scene, you probably have already done that, but we're in central London in the Connaught Rooms, which is a very prestigious type venue. Chandeliers, stage, lighting, audio. It was really, really cool. Very, very well presented. I thought the vibe in the room was great. There was a lot of cool cryptocurrency and blockchain technology industry professionals. A lot of the real London crew that were down there from exchanges, investors, techies, devs. So it was really kind of a coming of age. And I said this several times on stage. It was lovely to get everyone in the same room. There was standing room only, actually, and I thought they were going to bring up more shares. But it was pretty rammed. We had 10 topics of discussion. We touched on regulation, we talked on scalability, we talked on data ownership, we talked about mass adoption, and we talked about the future. It was a real high-level conversation, and we've done some very basic stuff in the past, which has been wonderful to get people in, but today was really industry standard, and I think that was really, really verified by the guys from Consensus, the guys from Iconic Labs, the guys from Switch.io Networks, and the guys from Iovo. Like, it was a serious high-level discussion. But, you know, it was great. It was great to see everyone relax, kick back. You know, at one stage, I think some of the girls that work for SVK Crypto came on stage with, like, a dozen of beers. And
I don't know who told them to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think it was wonderful just to have everyone in a real relaxed atmosphere and just kind of rap and talk about the industry. And I think as SVK Crypto, we're the pioneers of the London scene. We're the go-to guys. Yeah, we're making it happen, man. We're really, really passionate about our community, and we're owning the space over here. And it's just wonderful for all the validation that we have. And we really, you know, really appreciate and respect. And it's our job to deliver a proper evening, a proper event, which is valuable. You add, give back, entertaining. I don't want to see my barbell for tonight, by the way. I think the guy came to me, like, it's now 9:30 in the evening. I think he came to me at about 7:00 and said, your barbell's already past $5,000. So, but it's okay. Do you know why, Charles? Because this is the give back. This is how much we care. And we're so fortunate and lucky to do what we do. And we're so fortunate and lucky for the investments that we've made. And I'm not just talking investments in projects, I'm investment in people. And I believe it's my duty to give back. And here's how we do it. To say thank you, thank you, thank you to the community. And not a day goes by that I realize that we wouldn't be here without them.
I love that. And it's great you mentioned community, because we just had Chris from Effect.ai in, and he said he flew in from Amsterdam to be here tonight. So,
yeah. I had guys flying in from Italy. I had guys flying in from Singapore, Poland, Ireland, And us.
Magaluf.
Yeah, we did. No, Tenerife. Laurie flew in from Tenerife. Laurie Kehoe from Consensus flew in from Tenerife. I have no idea. He said he was out there doing a deal. I'm not sure about that. I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. I'm going to keep rolling around here doing my thing.
I would just keep on going around and interviewing people.
But everyone.
Thank you so much for coming down. Anyone that was here, it was a great event.
Hey, Oliver, have you found the event, buddy? What's going on? I've just found you sitting down here. Have you found it?
Oh, the event was absolutely fantastic. The turnout was even better than I ever expected. And not only that, we had a wealth of knowledge in the crowd, a lot of suits in the crowd, a lot of guys who are really looking to perhaps learn more about the blockchain space who are based in traditional finance. We had a panel of fantastic speakers. And what I liked the most about our panel was that there was a lot of debate. There was a lot of discussion. Not everyone agreed with each other, which was great. And the vibe here was electric. I think everyone really, really enjoyed themselves. And I can't wait to do this again.
So, Patrick. Yeah, we're going live, man. We're live right now. That's how we roll, man. Patrick Lowry, the CEO of Iconic Labs, on the panel today. Patrick, how have you found the event? How have you found the London community vibe?
The London community vibe is fantastic. The event was great. I wish I had another beer right now. I missed the bottle service that I had earlier this evening. But this was fantastic. SVK was able to bring out a hell of a lot of people, a couple hundred to this event. And what you were able to recognize in this event relative to most others is that this was truly a community-oriented event rather than the traditional, very stuffy institutionals that are that are interested in the space but don't necessarily know what it is. Nor are they the people that are the sort of native cryptologists that are the burn the government sort of individuals, but rather people that are truly involved in crypto, really want to see this be a sustainable venture as far as an investment vehicle and a long-term sustainable monetary solution.
Love that, man. Well, thank you so much for coming down from all the way from Frankfurt. You flew in this morning. And I don't think it's coming down.
I think it's coming up.
Coming up. You're absolutely right. So we're going to be doing the rest of the days in London, man.
Well, so actually, outside of the...
Here we go.
So this is my real first time kind of in London. I mean, I was here...
Welcome.
I was here meeting with you and Shane the last time that I was here at the event.
Yeah.
The unfortunate nature of that is I flew into Heathrow. I took the Piccadilly line, went to my hotel, and took Piccadilly back to Heathrow. So this will be my first time in London, which you would think would be a good opportunity for an American never have been in London before to see, I don't know, Big Ben, Buckingham Palace, the traditional spaces. But no. My wife, she being German, loves Harry Potter. So I'm going to the goddamn Harry Potter Museum. Yeah, yeah. We're going to see Harry Potter the entire time that we're here. Before we fly back to Germany.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry to hear that, man. But listen, anything I can do to make your time a little bit more pleasant, you let me know.
Oh, if I could be drunk this whole time, it'd be fantastic.
I'm going to get you a beer now, man.
That'd
Let's do
fantastic.
This.
I really appreciate it.
I've just bumped into Isaiah. Isaiah, would you be so kind to introduce yourself to the community out there?
Hey guys, my name is Isaiah Jones. Happy to be here. Happy to be with my mate here. I'm VP of Growth at SportsFix. We're live streaming OTT platform out of Southeast Asia. And would love to share more with you. You guys can tune into us on Telegram. It's t.me/SFICO. Check us out. There's more to come.
I love that, man. How have you found the event tonight?
It's been amazing. It's been actually a very pleasant surprise. So we were at an event earlier that was more geared towards the institutional crypto investor, and it's my first blockchain event that I've been to, and I was underwhelmed. But by fluke, we were brought here, and it exceeded my expectations. I'm actually very, very, very happy that I met, and this is, in my opinion, what blockchain is supposed to be.
Yeah, man, I love that. I love that. And what have you taken away from tonight's panel?
That blockchain is young, it's disruptive, it is conversational, disruptive, and that everybody's got different opinions. We've all got different experiences, but that's exactly what blockchain, in my opinion, is all about. It's all about convergence of various walks of life and melding them together to make something amazing.
I love that, man. Thank you so much for coming to the show. Have a great night.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original.
Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto.
Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com.
Leave us a message on our website,
www.svkcrypto.com.